Incoming transmission.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco.
Are you ready?
Jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Gray.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Gray.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Gray.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Let's go.
99.7 Now's Fernando and Greg.
Bring on Friday.
And it's a long weekend. Thank you,
yes.
Baby Jesus.
I hope it is.
Dan, you're sitting in your plane and clothes.
I'm ready.
Your airplane clothes.
Yep, I got a spray tan. I'm ready to roll, baby. I'm ready to roll up out of here.
Roll a spray tan.
Yes. What? That's my leave. Go. I'm going to Cabo, and my pasty ass is not going to be looking cute for 2 days laying out.
I was thinking you looked more like Trump today.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I even have the Trump nails.
Oh, my God. Look at your hands.
I know. They're terrible.
Just noticed.
Apparently, I was supposed to wash my hands afterwards, but I was like, no, I want to look
good. I thought you got that hot Cheetos dust all over.
Forget about it.
No. It's okay. I'm going to scrub my hands a little bit, but don't look at them.
Don't they have Instagram filters you could just filter a tan on?
Yeah, but you look skinnier when you're tan, too. And, you know, I've been having trouble with that, so.
Did you run out and buy your bathing suit yesterday?
Yes, I did. Ladies, Hollister has them, and they're cheap, and they haven't been ran through.
Yeah, well, everybody needs a bathing suit. Yeah. As it's pouring down. It's pouring down raining and it's never been colder. I saw this week on Channel 5 that this is the coldest it's been for consecutive days at this time of year in 70 years.
I believe it.
70.
I believe it too.
That it's the coldest it's been in February.
It was 41 degrees when I was driving to work. And it was pouring.
What's what's the temperature going to be in Cabo, Shane?
It's going to be a nice 79 and sunny.
What temperature is that cocktail going to be?
That's going to be at a nice 40 degrees with ice cubes, extra ice cubes.
All right. Well, have a good time no matter what you are doing. It is a holiday weekend. So exciting.
It is very exciting.
But not exciting for you because your leg is in pain.
You know what? I went to physical therapy for the first time. So I got released for physical therapy. But he was jacking around with my knee yesterday, and I swear, it's not the knee that hurts. It's the incisions. They sting. And then I kept telling him, like, stop touching my incisions. Like, he was, like, touching them, and he's like, there's fluid in there. Don't you want it out? And I was like, no. And now it hurts worse. I think it hurts worse today than it hurt the first day that I got my surgery. Now, of course, that first day, I was on Percocet.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
I'm just like, stop
Did you have
me.
To go and get that messed with?
Yes.
Can't you just take
you
a break
to.
From this physical therapist?
No, you can't.
Oh, Lord.
That's the most important part. And I just told him, I texted him last night about 8 o'clock, and I was like, I hate you. I want you to know I'm going to kill you next time I see you. In fact, why don't you come to my house right now, and I'm going to punch you in the face.
I hope you didn't really text death threats to
you. So when there's fluids, do they have to drain it out, or they just move it around and
they move it around so it'll go out. It stings. The incisions sting. And I didn't mention this yesterday, but when she took out, the doctor took out the third stitch, it got stuck in my scab.
Stop.
Okay.
And
listen,
she started pulling at it.
Hey, we got the first name of the day. And pay your bills.
Super hot.
Coming up here about 6:20.
I nearly vomited.
997.com to get registered.
Out. And she pulled it, and you could see my skin moving as the.
Now, ooh, wake up. Wake up.
The music.
Fernando and Greg.
99.7 Now.
Hey, we're
going to
pay your bills in about 4 minutes. I hope you are registered. We want to pay your bills. 997now.com. Yesterday's love trap. We found out that ghosting is way more common than maybe we even thought.
Dude, so in yesterday's love trap, we had a guy who ghosted his chick. So we tried to figure out if he was with another woman. Turned out he just couldn't come out of the closet. Poor guy. And I feel bad for him. It's, I mean, we've all been there. We've all ghosted somebody at some point. But a lot of you have been ghosted. Shan, you say it's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic here in the Bay Area. I saw my girl Chanel in L.A., and she actually said it was worse in SoCal. But I was like, girl, I don't know about that. We pretty...
That's why the president's, declaring a state of emergency.
A state of emergency for ghosting. I believe it. 100%. It happens to me. It's happened to all my friends. It's happened to every single person I know.
Now, be honest, though, Shan. You've ghosted someone before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've all done it.
We've all done it.
It's happened to everyone.
Yeah. Either someone we were dating.
It's easier to disappear than it is to say, you ain't my type. You think you're there, that they're your type. Like, it's so exciting in the beginning. And then after a week, you're like, this one is annoying.
Yeah.
I'm going to ghost him. But this, the Love Trap girl, she got ghosted after 6 months, which I think is too long.
Tara said that she thought something was real here. I mean, it was 6 months. They had talked about being exclusive. Guy's name was Chris. And then when Chad called him up to offer the roses, he wanted to send those roses over to some dude named Grant.
He wanted to be exclusive.
Yeah, with Grant.
888-456-9970. Have you ever been ghosted, or have you ever ghosted somebody?
April, did it happen to you?
Yes, it really surprised me because, I mean, this is before, I'm an old girl. This is before we knew what ghosting was, before I could even expect it to even possibly happen. It was an interesting rollout, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so I think we used to call it fade out.
So, yeah, pretty much fade to black.
Right.
So, we knew each other in junior high school, and I met him as an adult, and we were like, oh, hey, connect, you know, gave each other's numbers. We talked a bunch. We went out a bunch. He would buy me lunch a bunch, and I was like, what are we doing? And he was like, nothing, just hanging out. So I was like, okay, cool. But then after hanging out for a while, he was like, you know, we should make this a real relationship. I'm like, I'm down with that. He was a nice guy, whatever. I swear to you, less than a week after that, just
poof. Oh, my God. Yeah, you thought you had something serious, and then he's gone.
He was a magician. We used to message each other a lot on Yahoo Messenger.
Back in the day.
So it was easier to ghost back then.
It was. And so I was like, I would message him pretty much every day. I'd be like, hey, what's up? And then nothing. So I'm not a desperate girl. So I just said, okay, whatever. He's dead. And I just moved on. I went on out with a couple other people, and I went on a date with this one guy. He was super nice, and we were super serious for almost, I want to say, 6 months. We were dating, a solid 6 months, me and this new guy. And all of a sudden, this dude pops back up on Yahoo Messenger and is like, hey. And I'm like, what?
You gotta be kidding.
They always go back.
And what did he want?
You know what? I took that moment for sweet revenge. I said nothing to him.
Oh, okay.
Good
so you ghosted
you.
Him.
There you go. You got more willpower than the rest of us, girl.
Yeah, I know.
It was hard because I really wanted to be, where are you at? Where
exactly.
Are you doing? My girlfriend wanted me to pop up at his job. We knew where he worked. He was like, that's not his job. I was like, no. And so basically, and then it didn't stop there. Me and the guy that I was dating at the time, we're now married. We've been married for almost 10 years. And Yahoo Messenger has been abolished.
But Yahoo's almost been abolished.
Uh-huh. Every holiday, every year, he would message me, Happy New Year.
That ship has sailed.
And I would never say anything back. I felt like the winner because I was like, ha ha.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much.
Ha-ha!
My favorite part.
That's the worst part. If you're going to ghost somebody, don't come back. Don't come back around.
Right. Yeah. But they always do.
You made the decision.
They want the attention.
No, you can't do that. If you're going to ghost, ghost.
Mm.
Be gone. Poof.
They always come back. They always reappear.
Where's the... Give me that ding.
Oh, here. I got you.
Oh, wait. Ching.
Ching.
There you go. And then disappear.
Let's say hello to Allison. Allison, were you ghosted?
They were dating for 3 years after college, and out of nowhere, just wouldn't answer texts, wouldn't answer calls. We were all friends in college, so it wasn't like he could completely cut her out of his life either, because we all knew him. So it was just so random and awful for her. And then, like, we all felt bad because we all knew him, so we didn't know where it came from either. And it was a big mess.
Were any of y'all able to get to him and ask him what is going on?
I never tried because I didn't know him that well after college, but I don't think we ever got answers. I just saw her a little while ago, and she still has no idea.
So is his name Grant by any chance?
Yeah. It is not.
Okay.
I didn't know. Maybe Chris is with Grant, and he learned this trick from him.
That would explain it.
So shady.
Yeah. 3 years. Yeah. I just can't imagine.
Did she go to his parents or his family?
Yeah. They visited each other's parents. They're both really close with their families. So it was just unexplainable, basically.
Weird. All right, Allison, thanks for telling us about your friend there.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
You know, it's the day after the most romantic day of the year. So let's keep love top of mind for the dirty. First, say what you want about Kanye West, but he did win Valentine's Day with his surprise for wife Kim Kardashian. Kim walking into her living room and waiting for her were several dozens of multicolored roses, all placed in individual vases with saxophone legend Kenny G.
Oh my God, what are you talking about winning? Could it get any more boring?
She loves Kenny G.
Boring.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, that's our Kardashian talk for the day.
Hey. Who put all these flowers in there
so
in water?
Janky.
How is he going to get out
what do
of
you
the
mean
roses?
Who did it?
He did it.
He got somebody to do that for him.
All the way around him? Like, he must have been there for hours.
Kenny G. Turn this off, man. It's awful. Talk about something interesting.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about Kenny G.
He did wait pretty much last minute to get all this done. Does anybody care? Your man came
through. But Kenny G?
My man came through. He put hot Cheetos leading up to my makeup room.
Turn this off.
Sorry.
Put a different bed on here. This is awful.
It's so relaxing. I like it.
Yeah, of course, you like to sleep through the show, but the rest of us got to perform. This ain't the calming station. This ain't coit over here. We got to, there we go. bring it.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Anyway, he
put bags of hot Cheetos and he led a little trail to my makeup room and he bought me some hair products and stuff and put it in a nice bag with hot Cheetos.
Were the hot Cheetos in bags though?
The hot Cheetos were in bags.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because I was about to say, you're going to have to clean all that off the carpet left it.
That's why your skin's all orange.
Okay. It's on my Instagram at Shanberries on my story. Thank you, right?
You know what? I set up a notification for you yesterday and. I didn't see your Instagram.
I know it's on my Instagram story.
Oh. Stop doing those stories.
Girl, my stories are lit.
Can you do a notification on a story?
Ask Jazzy Jim because he told us.
Okay, Russ is yawning again for Fernando's 30 on the phone.
You know what? He never turns off the radio station. That's funny how
for
that
me.
Is.
Thank you, Russ.
Funny how that is.
For me.
Also on Valentine's Day, Orlando Bloom put a ring on it, popped the question to Katy Perry.
Oh.
He came with a unique flower-shaped diamond ring.
What I've seen of Orlando Bloom, that's going to have to be a big ring if he put a ring on it.
Well, he put it on Katy's finger. She's going to have to come back with a really big ring. Anyway, he came with the unique flower-shaped diamond ring, and the couple posted a picture of them
now
surrounded
that's
by
the Valentine's Day winner, right?
A large heart-shaped bouquet of balloons.
Oh my God, her ring is red. It's like a red flower. That's what it is.
I'm telling you, these two are a great couple.
Look at
I'm usually not happy for people, but I like this couple.
Wow.
They both got assets in the right place.
Right, and she goes, and her comment goes, "Full bloom." Isn't that cute?
Aww.
Yeah.
Get it?
Full bloom.
God, it is a full bloom.
Oh my God, that's our love trap.
Oh, good.
Chad
can use that for his next love trap. I'm calling you from full bloom.
And Drake didn't drop a lot of money on his Valentine, unless he considers himself to be his own someone special. He commissioned his jeweler, Jason of Beverly Hills, to make him a diamond encrusted iPhone case complete with his owl logo. This thing set him back $400,000 on a case that you're probably going to get rid of next year because they're going to introduce a brand new iPhone.
A $400,000 case?
Yeah, this thing's got diamonds all over it.
Oh, that's as much as a house.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't matter. You can take those diamonds and put them in something else next year.
Oh, you're right.
You just take them and make a necklace out of it. Mm-hmm. And then when you get tired of the necklace, you take it and make something else out of it.
Oh, my God. These people have more money than sense, like you
said. There you go. Like my dad says. Yes.
All right. That's going to do it for your dirty.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, how Steve Kerr went insane on a referee, almost beating the crap out of him during a game on Wednesday night. He's now been fined $25,000. Mm-hmm. We need a little GoFundMe for Steve Kerr. Because that was lit, how he went off on that ref.
Yeah, that was entertainment. I'll put five on it.
Five G's or five dollars? No, just five. Check out what Steve Kerr did on the Fernando and Greg Instagram. I mean, I've seen coaches go crazy. Other than Bobby Knight, this was one of the biggest, like, conniption fits I've ever seen in my life. I really thought he was going to hit him at one point.
No, really, because he was swinging, and, like, KD had to hold him back.
He threw his clipboard.
Uh-huh.
I thought he tore up some papers before that, but I don't know if he did or not. Then KD had to grab him and take him off the court. Yep. Usually it's the players that have to be restrained. Steve Kerr fined $25,000. He was asked about it yesterday, and he said, I just saw red. I couldn't. He needs to go to those classes at Fernando Tennis.
Yeah, the anger management one.
Anger management classes.
What was the biggest thing you learned there?
Mine
was
count to 10.
Well, hey, this was like 20 years ago, and I did it on cassette. I mentioned this many times. It's very good. Very good for control your anger. Oh. And just kind of, like, when you see red, you know how to bring the blue back.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. That's what this guy taught me.
Well, Steve Kerr would have $25,000. You think his wife is mad? She's like, you know what you could do with $25,000? You could have bought me something nice for Valentine's Day.
Right. Yeah.
Like they hurt him.
Like, does he have to pay it out of his own money? Or is it like the NBA?
No. Sometimes the team will sort of, you know, sneak that money back into you and give it to you. But no, he has to pay it. The team could, you know, give him whatever. I don't know if they will or not. But sometimes the team does do that if they, you know, think that this is a good thing. Like, listen, just for the entertainment, I agree with you.
Yeah.
To slip them. Them the 25K Warriors.
Right?
Like, you ain't got no problem. But listen, from what I read, I think it was Andre Iguodala was talking about how legit the Warriors are when they do everything, like from travel. He's like, it's like a no other team that he's ever played for. He said he played for the 76ers and they were always like trying to check him into the budget in and stuff like that. And he said with the Warriors, it's like Taj Mahal everywhere they go. Mm-hmm. Like they at practice and they roll in like
the
you
red
know,
carpet.
Like everything. They're like, damn, we had practice and you got a whole like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in here for us. Like, he's like, everywhere they go, immediately when they land, they take them to the most legit restaurant. Like, he said the Warriors are the most legit team in the league. So I would not be surprised if Steve Kerr is just taken care of on this. Hey, and chalk one up for Colin Kaepernick. After a popular sporting goods store in Colorado said they would no longer sell Nike stuff because of Nike's support for CK7, that store is going out of business. Less than a year later, the guy said, it's just not sustainable to have a sporting goods store with no Nike stuff in it.
Hello.
No kidding.
Duh.
Nike makes all the NFL stuff. Nike makes half of college football and basketball stuff.
Yeah.
They make half of every sport stuff. My shoes are Nike. This shirt is Nike.
Too. These are Nike.
Yeah, everything you have is Nike.
Wow, we're all wearing something Nike.
If you go into like any shoe store, sneaker store, whatever, I mean, 70% of their stock is always Nike. It's you can't survive.
Well, this guy, he said that he underestimated the power of Nike when you have a sporting goods store.
You know what?
What else you don't have in a sporting goods store?
You shouldn't own a sporting goods store if you didn't realize
that. I mean, what you got up in there, K-Swiss? Like, what's in there?
Yeah.
If you ain't got Nike, what do you have?
Yeah, I'm making on New Balance, y'all.
Skechers. He got the Shape-Ups.
Shape-Ups.
He got them Kim Kardashian Shape-Ups that she got sued over. Oh, Lord. Well, he is going out of business. He says that it's okay because he wants to stand by what he believes, and he believes in the flag.
You
he should have sold flags.
Yeah, right.
He couldn't even sell flags. They were all made by Nike. all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.